If you're attending the Triennial Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, come join us for a special live broadcast of Issues Etc. from 7 to 9 Central Sunday night, July the 21st, at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown St. Louis. We'll be broadcasting live outside the Majestic Ballroom at the Renaissance Hotel before and during an ice cream social this Sunday night from 7 to 9 Central. Now, if you can't attend in person, you can listen to this live broadcast from 7 to 9 Central, Sunday, July the 21st, at issuesetc.org.
So, like, where's his wife and why is your assistant, like, here all the time?
Where is Shelly? Does anyone know yet?
And you know what? You know what's funny about that? If she's not anywhere weird, produce her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just produce her. Why is it so wacky? It's wacky because you won't answer the question. You won't produce her.
That's Nicole Remini, sister of actress Leah Remini, speaking on 107.1 My Talk in the Twin Cities. Of course, the story is that Leah Remini left Scientology, and it appears, at least according to the press stories, to have been kicked off by some scrutiny that the officials of Scientology began with Remini after she asked a question about Shelly Miscavige, who is the wife of David Miscavige, who is the leader of Scientology. She was attending one of Tom Cruise's weddings overseas and asked where the wife of Scientology's leader might be and why they never see her. And I don't think she's been seen for at least, 5 or 7 years in public. Why might that be? We're going to be talking about Scientology, how it can be that a religion that is so attractive, apparently, to the glitterati of American pop culture can be so abusive, and there's no better word for it, so abusive to its members, even those celebrities as well. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Karen Pressley will join us for the first few minutes of the program to talk about actress Leah Remini leaving Scientology and why. Then we'll have some Issues Etc. comment line, your comments from our 24/7 comment phone line, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. And then we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 4 soundbites we play for you. You listen, then you give us a call and you vote, or you go to our Facebook fan page and vote, or you send us an email and vote in the last half hour of the program for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Karen Pressley is a regular guest. She's a former Scientologist. She was a commanding officer in Scientology's Celebrity Center International Network and later worked at the Scientology's International Management Headquarters. She's author of the books Escaping Scientology and Chasing After the Wind and a forthcoming publication, An Artist's Journey Through Celebrity, Spirituality, Captivity, and Control. Karen, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. It's great to be back with you.
Why, from your perspective as a former Scientologist, would there be so much negative reaction from Scientology's officialdom to a question, Leah Remini's question, about the whereabouts of Shelly Miscavige?
Well, it's bringing up a very significant point in that David Miscavige, as the leader of the church, is treated like a god, and no one questions this ruler. He runs the church with an iron fist as an authoritarian dictator. So no one questions his actions or what he does. Leah Remini was the first one to actually confront the issue. She saw the elephant in the room and said, you know, at the biggest event of the church, at Tom Cruise's wedding, where's your wife? And, of course, this was met with total outrage because no one questions David Miscavige. And something I'd like to explain about that is when I worked under David Miscavige, I knew Shelly Miscavige and Mr. Miscavige quite well, and I observed many times the chairman of the board committing some sort of a physical or verbal abuse against other staff while staff stood around and watched him do it. And no one took action. No one stopped him. No one questioned him. And it's kind of like staff, as if they were in a bubble, like not able to act on their own conscience and stop him doing destructive actions. So So I saw that on a firsthand basis. So, you know, this, I'm comparing that situation to it in a sense that it's outrageous that a celebrity of all people would actually question David Miscavige, where is your wife? So that was met with a pretty strong disciplinary action, where Leah was actually made to go to the church's headquarters down in Clearwater, Florida, and do a procedure called the Truth Rundown, which is actually a series of very grueling, brutal interrogations. And by the way, this she did it for years because she asked the question, where Shelley, and she was questioning the leader of the church. So basically, she was made to do this process in the sense that this process is a brainwashing process that makes the person doing it come to the conclusion that they were wrong and that the church is right. By the way, this cost her almost $300,000 to do the Truth Rundown, and the outcome of it was church.
Do you have any speculation as to the whereabouts of Shelley Miscavige, who has not been seen in public for years?
My speculation comes from a lot of reports that I've read from people who left the church after I did. I worked with Shelley Miscavige for almost 9 years, and when I left in 98, things were, you know, she was fine and intact, but it was about 5 years later, 6 years later, that people who started coming out of the church from the Int management base started posting reports that Shelley had been missing. And the reports that I read from people who had been there working with her said that they were about 99% sure that she had been shipped out to one of the church's confidential locations, which is near Lake Arrowhead in California, up in Riverside County, at a place called Church of Religious Trust. And it's a secretive compound that is not known to the general public. That is where they process a lot of confidential materials. They store the records of L. Ron Hubbard's writings on titanium plates in vaults, and it's believed that she was sent up there to work, you know, in some back lines, reclusive setting. And that's my guess. That's probably where she still is.
I'm an incredible cynic, but let me ask this question just for the, and I'm not alleging anything. I'm just asking as a hypothetical. If Shelley Miscavige is dead, would anyone inside Scientology have any way, any gumption to, any way of discovering that if David Miscavige didn't want them to know?
My guess is this. If she was dead and someone who was still in Miscavige's inner circle knew about it, they would never report it. The only people that would have the conscience and the integrity to report such a crime would be people that were actually leaving. Because when you're there, when you're part of Miscavige's inner circle, you never consider going to public authorities for help, because Scientologists are absolutely thought-controlled into believing that you would never turn to outside resources. You would only use inner church resources to deal with such an issue. For example, I mean, there's another church leader, Heber Jentz, who has been the president of the church since 1982. He's also missing. And Heber is in his 70s, and numerous people have reported that Heber was put in this horrendous place called The Hole, which is a double-wide trailer where Miscavige takes people and puts them in there for discipline, because he is attempting to either shut them up or discipline them for whatever he considers they did. And, you know, a lot of people have worried about Heber's health and safety for the same reason as people are worrying about Shelley. So, like I'm saying, it's only people with a conscience and enough integrity and courage to actually speak up. People don't speak up because they fear the repercussions. David Miscavige has been physically violent, and he uses security guards and other, you know, private investigators to take action against people who talk about things that he wants to keep quiet. So they would stay quiet out of fear unless they had the courage to leave, like Leah Remini did.
Do you, to your knowledge, have it, in your experience with the Miscavige's, does David Miscavige operate outside the law?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's a given. Because human rights violations are protected by law. And I've personally witnessed and have been subject to human rights violations. I was in the church for 16 years, and of those, I was in the Sea Org for 12, and of those, I was at International Management Base for 9 years, and I routinely witnessed human rights violations. When I got out of the church in 1998, I attempted to publish a book in 2000 to actually reveal my story, and the church caught wind of it and suppressed the publication and threatened the publisher with a lawsuit if they published my story. But since then, a lot of people have published their accounts. And you know, there's one public testimony after another, including legal affidavits, that have sworn testimony to such human rights violations. So, yes, there's no question that he operates outside the law.
Karen Pressley is our guest. She's a former Scientologist. She was a commanding officer in Scientology's Celebrity Center International Network and later worked at the Church of Scientology's International Management Headquarters. We'll take a break and have a few more questions for her on the other side of the break. Our conversation occasioned by actress Leah Remini leaving Scientology. One of the things that Ms. Remini said when she left was that she wasn't too worried about what Scientology could do to her, because she said her family was not deeply involved in Scientology. What if your family is and you leave? We'll answer that question right after this.
South Africa,
China,
Germany,
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world? India,
Sweden,
Egypt, France,
Turkey, Japan,
Australia, Canada,
United Kingdom,
Hong Kong,
Austria,
Finland,
Malaysia,
Singapore,
Bulgaria,
Korea,
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines,
Mexico,
Spain,
New Zealand,
Kuwait.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We know from our experience, our uniform and repeated experience,
in the present is that information always arises from an intelligent source.
Their technique is to short-circuit your thinking and get you to be able to make these little baby steps. After you've made a couple of baby steps, it's really easy to start making full steps towards capitulating to their agenda.
You'll find your greatest concentration of atheists not in the Soviet Politburo, but in the editorial offices of the New York Times.
We got hit with a whole church growth movement, Fuller movement, and all those church growth issues, which immediately polarized us on the issues of worship.
In about 20 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We'll play 4 soundbites for you. All you got to do is listen, and then you vote, and your vote determines which is Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad to the listener with the best vote during Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're talking about actress Leah Remini leaving Scientology. Karen Pressley is our guest, a former Scientologist. Karen, you mentioned before that, and I think the press is reporting 5 years after this offense about asking about David Miscavige's missing wife, Shelley. For 5 years, she was subject to pretty intense and very expensive, as you mentioned, interrogation. Why do Scientologists put up with this?
You know, when you've committed your life to Scientology, you pretty much believe that the church holds the keys to your immortality. And so you tend to think that, well, if you've done something wrong, you know, the church knows better than you. They must be right. And you don't want to do anything to risk what you feel is your eternity. So you don't rot the boat. You don't question authority. You don't say, you don't ask questions like Leah did, for example. You turn a blind eye so that you can remain safe, so to speak. And, you know, but she's a person like Paul Haggis, who was another celebrity who had a conscience. He saw a fire, and he said, "There's smoke," whereas other people that are there who want to stay safe say, "There's no smoke." So, you know, she had courage, she had integrity, and she didn't care about risking her membership in the church, obviously, because her integrity meant more to her than that.
It's not as though these things aren't documented. It's not as though there aren't multiple corroborating witnesses to events, particular events, or to the general operations of Scientology. How mm-hmm. does it continue to escape both legal and kind of the ordinary scrutiny that we would expect an organization like this to come under?
That's an excellent question, and I think that there should be a public uprising that demands an answer to that question from our government. I'll give you an example. Right now, the Church of Scientology is under scrutiny in the UK, in England, on its status as a religion. Right now, the Supreme Court of the UK is actually examining, is Scientology really a religion? The fact that they're a religion, like in the U.S., gives them privileges such as, various protections and also not being regulated as a business. If Scientology was categorized as a religion in the U.S., they would be subject to all the laws and all the regulations that corporations are subject to. But because they have this religious status, they're treated as a nonprofit and a religion, and so that, you know, the government, our current system, grants them all sorts of freedoms that come along with religion. So that's why they fight so hard to keep that religious nonprofit status, because they're free from regulation. It's the worst, to me, it's the worst situation. I sometimes am incredulous that this is allowed to continue in America as it is.
Finally, with only about a minute here, Karen, one of the things that Remini has said is that she, at least I remember her saying, she wasn't too worried about what Scientology could do to her now that she's left, because she didn't have her family deeply involved in it. If your family is involved along with you, what is the case for that Scientologist who wants out? About a minute.
Well, any Scientologist who decides to leave is going to face the fact that the church is going to require the family to make a choice. it's either going to be the church or the family member. They draw the line. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's a disconnection policy that goes fully into force that the family members are made to choose, because if they won't disconnect from their loved one who's leaving, that means that they lose Scientology, and they get declared as a suppressive person if they won't disconnect from their loved one. I've seen it happen over and over and over, and if we had time, I could give you dozens of families that have been torn up by this disconnection policy. So the fact that the church says we don't enforce disconnection is a total lie. It's actually an L. Ron Hubbard policy that is written in stone, and it gets enforced day after day.
Karen Pressley is a former Scientologist. She was a commanding officer in Scientology's Celebrity Center International Network and later worked at the Church of Scientology's International Management Headquarters. She's authored the books Escaping Scientology and Chasing After the Wind, and a forthcoming publication, An Artist's Journey Through Celebrity, Spirituality, Captivity, and Control. You'll find a link to these books under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Karen, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.